there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You could say we'll have to do it, or you could say
we'll have to do it together, or we need to get that done today, or.
Did you ever say me and you have to do it, or you and
yeah,
I?
Yeah, me and you. Me and you got to do this. You know.
Okay. What if you're talking about another man and yourself? You say.
Well, about the same thing, you know. You, we need to get that done, or
me and you,
or if I'm talking directly to him, I'll probably say me and you got to do this, which is not the right terminology, by the way.
And you say he doesn't want just you or just me for that job. He needs
both of us.
And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, and you know that they'll recognize your voice, you might just answer it's
me.
And say if I ask you, was that so-and-so at the door, you say, yeah, that was, if someone had come by and I asked you, was that Charlie that came by, you say, yeah, that was.
Yeah, that was Charlie, or no, it wasn't him.
Okay, and if it's a woman at the door, you say, yeah, that was.
If I knew her real well, I'd call her by her first name, didn't I say, Ms. So-and-so, or.
Or if I ask you, was that Mary that came by, and you say, yeah, that was.
Yeah, that was Mary. Or it wasn't Mary.
Or if you don't call her name, you say that.
But yeah, that lady or that girl, depending on her age.
What about that was she or that was her? No.
Yeah, I might have said that was her. Yeah, that was her.
Okay. And there's two people, you say that was.
Them.
And talk about how tall you are. You say he's not as tall as.
I am.
Well, I'm not as tall.
As he is.
And he can do that better.
Than I can.
And if you had been to Arkansas and hadn't gone any more north than that, you'd say Arkansas is what north I've ever been.
Yeah, Arkansas is as far north as I've ever been.
Or it's the
farthest north I've ever been, or the farthest I've been north.
And if something belongs to me, you say it's.
It's yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's.
Ours.
And to them, it's.
Theirs.
And to him.
His.
And to her.
Hers.
Do you ever hear people say his'n or your'n? Or?
Yeah. That was a characteristic of a lot of people came out of Mississippi over here.
What's that to say?
His'n and her'n, your'n. Quite a few people when I was a kid would use that terminology.
Where in Mississippi did they come from?
Some of them in Hinds County, some of them as far as Philadelphia, Mississippi, which I don't even know where it's at. Some of them came from Yazoo, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Just different places over there.
There was a group of people at your house, and they were getting ready to leave. You say, well, I hope what come back again.
Hope y'all come back to see me.
Would you ever say y'all to just one person?
I doubt it.
What if there's a group and you're asking them about their coats? You know, everybody's
yeah.
coats.
Do you have all your wraps, or do you have all your coats?
Okay. Would you ever say y'all's coats?
Probably. I think I said, do y'all have all your wraps or coats, you know?
And has there been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and later on you were asking about which people had gone?
Who all was at the party, or did so-and-so come, you know?
And if there's a group of children that obviously belong to more than one family, you'd ask about them.
Parents.
Or children, are they?
Whose children are these, though?